This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. I want to open with this email. I received this about a couple months ago. I think it was after Easter. Iran with an E writes, my doctor retired and I need to choose a new one. Happily, thanks to Obamacare, there aren't many choices. I prefer a male doctor and the two left don't appear to have board licensing. One is board eligible, but it doesn't say certified. The other is blank. What's the difference? Is it imperative I see a board certified physician? And then he goes on talking about how why insurance doesn't have more choices, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I received this a couple months ago. I, you know, usually will read your emails online when are on air, when it seems to relate to what we're talking about in the news, or I'll email back. I emailed Iran back, and I'll tell you what I told him. But the reason why I'm reading this to you is because I did get my board scores back because I took my boards, and I passed! Yay! I passed my boards! Yay! Ha! Ooh. Now, I was a little nervous. I mean, I actually did a lot better on this set of boards than I did on the last one, but I've never failed a test, so the last thing I was going to do is start now. But the boards are a pain in the butt, and there's a lot of doctors out there that don't take the boards anymore, and I don't blame them. I do, because I'm a goody-two-shoes. So let's just kind of quickly talk about what's going on here with boards and what happens if your healthcare exchange or your employer insurance list is so scarce and sparse that you have to choose a doctor that isn't board certified or board eligible. I wouldn't worry. I told Iran I wouldn't worry at all because there's a lot of doctors that I know that choose not to. See, people think just because you're not board certified or board eligible, it's because you couldn't pass a test. That's wrong. Many people choose, and I'll tell you what's going on here. So there's about 24 medical specialty boards, I think, in the United States, like the American Board of Thoracic Surgery, the American Board of Family Medicine. So mine is the American Board of Family Medicine because I'm a family medicine doc. And so after I graduated medical school, you can't just start practicing. You know, just because I have an MD doesn't mean I get to be a doctor. Because if a state doesn't license you, you can't practice. And in order for you to get licensed by a state, you need to actually have gone through an internship and a residency, which we've talked about on the show many times. So I do an internship and I do a residency, and then I am board eligible, which means I am eligible to take my boards. I decide to take them, of course, because you take your boards. That's just what you do. You're a good student. And it wasn't that bad. I passed pretty easily. Now, in the olden days, you had a certification that didn't expire. It would go on forever. They started to change that where now it went down to every 7 years, and my board, my American Board of Family Medicine, changed it to every 10 years, which I think is appropriate. I think every 10 years you need to take a test because look at how, you know, healthcare changes and how different rules apply. And, you know, some would argue that it should be more often than that, but nobody wants to spend the money or take the time. And so I took my boards in 2007, my recertification passed, and I took them again 2017 because it was 7 years at the time, and then now it was 10 years. And I got to tell you, there's a lot of doctors that go, why, Dahlia, why do you even do it? Okay, well, for some states, insurance companies want to make sure that you're board certified. So if I want to get on, let's say, Aetna or Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield in some states, my being board certified will put me ahead of the list. And what does board certified mean? It means you took your boards. It means you kept up with CME. You took classes to get these continuing medical education classes. It means you paid the fees. And it means you studied for a very, very difficult test and you passed the test. That doesn't necessarily mean somebody who isn't board certified is not adequate. Okay, you know, growing up, or I don't want to say growing up in Las Vegas, but starting my practice in Las Vegas, a lot of the doctors, they, you know, Las Vegas was in such dire need of medical physicians that they, you know, took you, you know, based on your practice history and your original board scores and board eligibility, etc. So many people out there are like, well, why would I spend the $1,100, $1,200, $1,500? Why would I? Because, again, doing continuing medical education credits, those are expensive. So that could cost hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And they go, look, I'm on the insurance plan. I'm doing work. I'm seeing my patients. Who needs it? So, it again, don't think that just because somebody isn't board certified or board eligible that they're any less of a doctor. You know, one thing that I noticed on my board scores is I was very, very strong in women's health and mental health. Yeah, I know. My mental health was strong. Can you believe that, Dave? But my weakest on my boards was maternity. My maternity care was the weakest. Now, mind you, I haven't delivered a baby in 17 years. And so, when you take the boards for maternity and you don't practice obstetrics, I'm a family doc, it does show that your performance drops. And so I found that very fascinating that even though everything else I did really well on, my maternity care, I was below average. Now, I don't deliver babies. I don't manage pregnant women anymore. I refer to OB when that happens. I did more dermatology and diabetes and cholesterol, which, you know, reflected on my boards. So sometimes you have family docs or internists or specialists out there that just decide to concentrate on certain aspects of medicine, and we've talked about that. And, you know, these board tests look at the whole gamut. And for those of you doing ambulatory care or the type of care where anybody could walk in and you could attack the problem, yeah, take the boards. You're going to pass them. I mean, obviously, that's what you do every day. But for those who are like, you know what, I'm really going to concentrate on dermatology, or I'm going to just concentrate on pediatrics, I want to just concentrate on women's health, for you, it's going to be more difficult. So as a patient, what you need to do is when you interview doctors, you need to find out what their forte is and ask them. Say, I notice you're not board certified. Why not? You know, if they say, well, I failed it three times, well, that could mean something. But if they're like, look, I only practice adult care, I don't practice all the other things they test, that's a decent argument. 1-877-DOCTOR, go away. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a study has come out saying that teen pregnancy rates dropped as government funding of sex ed dropped as well. Now, usually they say we need to put more and more money into sex ed to stop teen pregnancy rates. But this is one study that, no. British researchers have found empirical evidence that appears to demonstrate the exact opposite. The findings were published in the Journal of Health Economics. Nottingham University Business School Professor David Patton and Liam Wright, a research assistant at the University of Sheffield, found budget cuts to sex education classes might have contributed to lower rates of teenage pregnancy. Now, again, this study was in England. Patton's study compared changes of the rate of teen pregnancy with the change of the annual funding of teen pregnancy services for 149 local authorities between 2008 and 2014. And they found that even though the sex education budgets were slashed, teen pregnancy rates fell by 42.6%. So that could maybe change the argument that we need to infuse more and more and more money into the sex ed, which I think a lot of us have a problem with the type of sex ed that's, you know, getting taught, where abstinence is brought up many times as an afterthought, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. They say for teens under 18 years of age, and this has been reported by Fox News looking at this British study, they say the conception rate in Britain declined by nearly 50% over the last 8-9 years. The U.S. compiles data on the number of births, and the United Kingdom counts conceptions, including those which end in abortion. They do not factor in conceptions that end in miscarriage. Whereas, so you could look at pregnancy, you could look at live birth, you could look at, them all. So they say British sex education advocates attributed the decline to increased government investment through the 1999 teenage pregnancy strategy, with boosted funding to initiatives that expanded access to birth control and sex education courses. They go, if the programs which were cut had been successful in delaying sex, this would have likely fed through to pregnancy rates. So they think that maybe it didn't have as much of an impact as they thought it would. Now, that doesn't mean we need to slash all the budgets and stop sex ed completely, but I think we need to look at how we spend. Now, we have had some high teen birth rates. Apparently, researchers analyzed county-by-county teen birth rate in America and found clusters of cities that had a slower rate of decline, and Texas stood out, which we talked about last week. Now, they say the reason why teen birth rate rose in Texas was because of lack of access to sex education and birth control. So, let's go back to the mind of a child, okay? And let's go back to a mind of a teenager, okay? Some of them will sit in class, and as they watch the teacher teach, etc., they'll actually absorb, and they'll remember certain things. Some things will scare them. Some things will really impact them. And remember, the more you impact a child, the more they'll learn. So some of these, a certain percentage of the population of students, they're going to get something of it. The next percentage of the population of students, and I've seen this even in my family, sadly, will do giggles and will write notes or will text or will make, give stares to each other. And they will want to not look like they're paying attention because they'll find that embarrassing, because embarrassing topics are being discussed. And these children won't really get anything out of it. Then you'll have others who will miss the point. Or you'll have others that'll want their behavior validated and justified. So somebody may sit there in class and, think, I've already kind of fooled around and uh-oh. And then, depending on what the teacher says, if you are going to fool around, you need to do this. Go, okay, good. See, okay, so it's okay, I'm good. So, we really need to make sure that the psychology behind how a student interprets what they're being learned is taken into account. Now, I'm not saying we go all abstinence, but I really think that needs to be emphasized. Now, there's been a lot of debate over Assistant Secretary for Health, or Chief of Staff for the Office of the Assistant Secretary for Health, which is Valerie Huber. She served since 2007 as leader of the National Abstinence Education Association, which recently renamed itself as ASCEND. She previously served as Abstinence Education Coordinator for the state of Ohio, overseeing abstinence programs serving over 100,000 students annually. All right? She now is at the HHS. She was appointed by Donald Trump, and she has established herself as one of the leading advocates of programs that stress the benefits of sexual abstinence. She has been critical of the federally funded teen pregnancy prevention program that was created while Barack Obama was president and now targeted for elimination by Donald Trump's administration. She says the healthiest message for youth is one that gives youth the skills and information to avoid the risks of teen sex, not merely reduce them. This is the kind of message we give to youth when we encourage them not to smoke, to exercise more, and to avoid underage drinking. So, my question to you, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or tweet or write us on Facebook, what is the best type of sex education we should be giving our teens and our kids? Now, I have two boys, so they're boys and not girls. And my husband and I talked, should we, eventually give them condoms? And I said, oh, hell to the no. We tell them, don't be having sex. All right? They're too young. They shouldn't even be thinking about sex in high school. And my husband said, that's not practical. And I said, why isn't it practical? Why isn't that the advice, even to boys? Why isn't that, the idea of, we got to get rid of our virginity and we have to, and so for years, when my children were growing up, I would teach them about, how sex isn't supposed to be something that you do to get it over with, or to make a tally on your bedpost. The reason why you do it is it's because you want to become closer to somebody. According to the Bible, it's because you want to procreate, you want to make a baby. So if you don't want to make a baby, and you don't want to become closer with that person and really interlocked with them, then you probably don't want to take that step. Right? There's other ways to become close to people. There's other ways to, have fun and fool around or whatever. But the actual act of sex, there's a lot of responsibility with it. And so, true, we need to teach kids about condoms. We need to teach kids about STDs. But there should be an underlying message that is very apparent throughout the whole thing. That, yes, these are the STDs that you can get. This is gonorrhea. This is chlamydia. This is HIV. This is syphilis. Of course, people at the lowest risk for these diseases are the ones that don't actually have sex. Teach them about condoms breaking. Teach them about condoms efficacy. Teach them about birth control. But, we're expecting, going back to what a teenage mind can consume, what is the one take-home message these kids are going to take home from this, the sex education? Are they going to take home, we have to avoid pregnancy? Are they going to take home, we have to avoid STDs? Some of them may not get both points. I can't tell you how many teenagers would come to me as patients going, I want birth control so I don't have to use a condom. Okay, but what aspect of sex are you trying to protect yourself from? That's not going to protect you against the psychological aspect of it. It's not going to protect you against the STD aspect of it. Okay, birth control is one facet. This, sex in a teenager is a multifaceted approach of prevention. And if the average student is not going to, pick up on all those aspects, the traumatization, the loss of virginity, the psychological rejection that happens if he doesn't call, or she doesn't call, the STDs, the getting an STD, the STD prevention, the pregnancy, the, being asked to abort the baby versus bring the baby to term. What take-home message are the kids going to get? Make sure they have one take-home message, which is abstinence is ideal. Abstinence is the better choice. So you don't have to deal with all this other crap. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants and helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022. Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, guys. So, Coke Zero. Probably going to be no more. I wasn't a real big Coke Zero fan, but I guess Coke Zero is getting phased out because the Coca-Cola company is going to be launching a new product called Coca-Cola No Sugar. Now, this is what's hysterical about this, people. The reason why Coke Zero is being phased out is because half of consumers didn't know that Coke Zero was sugar-free. So people didn't realize, they wouldn't stop and read the can. So now Coca-Cola has to basically make a dumbed-down version saying Coca-Cola No Sugar. That's actually the name of the brand. You know, there was Coca-Cola and the Coca-Cola Classic, you know, and the Diet Coke. They have to have Coca-Cola No Sugar, a four-word name of a... I don't remember Shasta. Don't give me the so-so soda. I love Shasta. So you have Shasta, you had Squirt, Mountain Dew, that's okay, it could be two, you know, Pepsi, Coke. You know, people like the one name. They have to make a four-named soda pop that actually says no sugar so people aren't clueless. Now, apparently this new drink has been in development for 5 years. And Australian Coke CEO Roberto Mercalli says they are going to launch Coca-Cola No Sugar in Australia next week. 2 million Australians are going to get free samples, and they're going to switch it, gulp it, gargle it, whatever the heck, and then hopefully post their opinions on social media. Consumers also will be able to download vouchers for the drink from their Shazam app. For those of you that aren't aware, Shazam's cool, where you're at a restaurant or you're in an elevator, and there's music in the background, and you want to know what song it is. So you hit Shazam, and it figures out what the song is, and it tells you the exact artist, the exact album it's from. It's pretty cool. I like the Shazam app. Mercati says, "We think this is the closest we have ever come to the classic taste of Coca-Cola. Always Coca-Cola." You know what they need to do? If they want to sell Coca-Cola, come back with the jingle, right? The sun will always shine, the birds always sing. I could sing the Coca-Cola. Oh, yeah, what's the old one? I like to teach the world to sing. Coke has been brilliant with their marketing. And Coke Zero was supposed to be kind of revolutionary because, some quick background. So Diet Coke came out in 1982. And Diet Coke used aspartame as a sweetener. Now, you see aspartame and NutraSweet and Equal. All right. Back in 2005, they debuted Coke Zero, and I think it really hit the markets in 2006. And Coke Zero used acesulfame potassium. All right, or Ace-K, you'll see. And that is a sweetener that we see in a variety of types they use an artificial sweetener. And again, sugar-free, so there's supposed to be no carbs, etc. People either didn't like it. I got to be honest, I didn't really notice the difference between Diet Coke or Coke Zero. I really didn't. You know, I love Coca-Cola. It just now I'm scared to death of it because of the weight gain. But if I'm going to actually drink a fake drink, and I call fake drink anything, you know, that's not water, you know, that's kind of artificially made and put together, you know, then I might as well have a real Coke. I mean, why would I sit here and mess around with a Diet Coke? Because it's not like the taste is that good. So it will be interesting. This Coca-Cola No Sugar, if they say Coca-Cola No Sugar will taste really damn close to the real thing, they may be onto something. But it just blows my mind how we as consumers are getting stupider. Now, yes, I did do a double take myself. I'm like, oh, really, Coke Zero? But Coke Zero has on their can zero calories. Real taste and zero calories. It didn't matter. People still didn't figure it out. So, pretty sad stuff. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some more information on this little 4-year-old Houston boy. Yesterday we reported that a Houston boy who was swimming at Texas City Dike over Memorial Day weekend died days later of what media was calling, quote-unquote, dry drowning. The media has been wrong, okay? He didn't die from dry drowning. It appears he died of secondary drowning. And we talked a little bit about this, but let me review. Okay, dry drowning and secondary drowning, people confuse. Dry drowning is where there's really no water in the lungs, okay? But water of us gets into the respiratory tree, and it triggers the voice box or the larynx to spasm. When that happens, you cut off air supply, and it's a defense mechanism, so water doesn't get back into the lungs. Once water hits your trachea, you go into a laryngospasm, so it doesn't get into the lungs. It's a defense mechanism. Unfortunately, when that happens, you can stop breathing. So dry drowning usually happens almost immediately after the water or swimming incident when water gets into the system. Secondary drowning occurs days or hours or days later. where one gets water into the lungs. Then it starts to fester, could cause pulmonary edema, more inflammation, then you go into respiratory failure. So this little boy, Frankie, who appeared fine until a few days later, his father, Francisco Delgado, said it looked like he was suffering from a stomach bug. Then, you know, one day the boy woke up, complained of shoulder pain, took his last breath, and they couldn't revive him. The paramedics couldn't revive him. One of the paramedics, I guess, walked into the room and said, this is dry drowning. Again, dry drowning doesn't happen days later. Dry drowning will happen right then and there, where there's a laryngospasm because of the water getting into the windpipe. And so, you know, sometimes it goes away, the spasm stops, sometimes it doesn't, and you need to call 911. It could kill them pretty quickly, right? You lose oxygen, etc. So dry drowning, water never makes it to the lungs. Your secondary drowning, that's when you inhale some water, it gets into your lungs, you try to cough it out, and you go, no, you know what, I'm fine, I'm good, right? And then you just go about your merry way, but the water is there. And it prevents oxygenation, and then whatever's in the water, not to mention the actual water, starts to irritate the lungs. You get some swelling, you could go into pulmonary edema. This later can put you into respiratory failure and cause death. Now, according to Florida Hospital Tampa pediatrician Dr. James Orlowski, these events are very, very rare. They comprise only 1 to 2% of drowning incidents, so they don't happen a lot. But when you see a little 4-year-old cutie who didn't do anything wrong but play on Memorial Day weekend, die 4 or 5 or 6 days later, that's frightening. And so as, you know, parents, grandparents, educators, doctors, medical professionals, you're like, oh, my gosh. So very quickly, the symptoms of any dry or secondary drowning could be cough, chest pain, difficulty breathing, shoulder pain, neck pain, confusion. Why would they be confused? Because, again, they're not getting good oxygen, right? Because there's water in there or the laryngospasm is clamping up. Irritability, behavior changes, fatigue, difficulty speaking. And remember, dry drowning will happen very quick because the water's getting into the windpipe. Secondary drowning could be days later. So if you notice your kid having difficulty breathing or chest pain or shoulder pain, neck pain, seeming confused, seeming irritable, behavioral changes, you need to keep in mind if he got water into his lungs, that's an issue. And then you need to seek medical care immediately. The other thing, too, is, you know, I yell at my kids to quit doing horseplay in the water. You know, I remember when they would take bubble baths together. That was ridiculous. You know, let's try to sink each other and drown each other in the bubble bath. No, stop it. You know, and I would yell at them all the time. So bathtubs, plastic pools, hot tubs, pools, lake, oceans, etc. No. Okay, no horseplay, because that's how water could get into the respiratory tree. If you're swimming, make sure you never swim alone. Make sure there's lifeguards. Make sure there's always appropriate supervision. So if, God forbid, something happens, these medical personnel could be right there. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Yes, yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5. 1-800-656-9775.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we got a lot to talk about. Very interesting. We have a man who was drinking herbal tea, and they believe his herbal tea put him into a state of psychosis. Doctors in Italy think that his tea habit, his herbal tea habit, he's 25 years old. He had been drinking 4 cups a day of tea made with St. John's wort threw him into schizophrenic form disorder. Doctors report in the Journal of Medical Case Reports, his friends brought him to the hospital because he began acting out. Among other things, he thought that people could read his mind. He improved after a regimen of antipsychotic drugs, and doctors can't say for sure if the St. John's wort causes trouble, but the herbal tea could have played a detrimental role in the onset of the man's symptoms. Now, previous research has found that some of St. John's wort can interact with systems in the body that can affect the mood. The man had suffered a previous psychotic episode months before, but he had opted not to take a prescribed antipsychotic. He also refused to take ulcer medications when he developed stomach trouble, and so he began to self-medicate with an herbal tea. Now, St. John's wort, Hypericum perforatum, has been known for centuries for its like therapeutic properties. It acts as an antidepressant, acts as an anti-anxiety, seems to help soothe tummies, you know, a variety of things. And St. John's wort, unfortunately, over-the-counter, I really caution people when they say, well, you know, I want to take something, you know, for mood so I don't have to go on an antidepressant. Why can't I just do something natural? Well, I get that. I understand why you want to do something natural, but they're all chemicals. You know, all these, you know, whatever you get at vitamin store or a health supply store, or a health food store, they're all chemicals. And St. John's wort just doesn't happen to be regulated by a government agency, so people think, oh, okay, well, it's natural. Meanwhile, they take it, and unfortunately, they could go into a serotonin syndrome, or in this particular case, it could have thrown him into a psychotic episode. They say if you take it without a doctor's consent, it could be dangerous for those with mental health risks. The herb should never be taken if you're on prescription drugs, because you could go into that serotonin overload, and serotonin syndrome can be fatal. If you take a muscle relaxant, I would not suggest you take St. John's wort. If you take tramadol, I would not suggest you take St. John's wort. These are just some things that we're not supposed to be mixing with SSRIs, and unfortunately, St. John's wort acts as an SSRI where it helps maintain your body's serotonin. Now, I like serotonin. I'm a big fan of serotonin, but unfortunately, it could cause a very, very dangerous side effect. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is also why I don't drink tea. I'm not really a big tea drinker. Cow milk. They say if you drink cow milk, you probably have a better chance of growing taller, because if you don't drink cow milk, unfortunately, you could be shorter. They say here there was a study. A team at St. Michael's Hospital turned their ongoing study of about 5,000 children aged 2 to 6 who were recruited for primary care practices in the city, and kids' heights and weights were measured and blood samples taken. Participating parents were surveyed about their child's diet to see if cow's milk offered a growth advantage over non-cow's milk. Among the children in the study, 31% drank non-cow's milk, like goat milk or soy milk. Others drank cow's milk. The research found, on average, a 3-year-old having 3 cups of cow milk a day grew 1.5 centimeters taller than a similar child who had another type of milk. Now, okay, my only problem with that is, again, with kids, and, you know, it depends on their genetics. You know, there's kids in my kids' class that, you know, never really, you know, grew tall. And then you had others where they just, like, blossomed, you know, like a weed. And all of a sudden, wow, they're, you know, like 5'10 all of a sudden. So, I would be hesitant on that. But maybe one argument that could be argued is that maybe cow milk has more fat and more hormones. Hence, that could cause the more height. Study lead author, pediatrician Jonathan McGuire, and his co-authors reported the findings on Wednesday. And for those of you that are really, really dying to find the article, it's in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. They go, when you're only 2.5 feet high and you are that different, it is a fairly sizable difference. How that plays out over childhood, what difference it makes to adult height, is not clear at the present time, but the difference at 3 years of age is detectable and not tiny. So, I don't know. It could be the proteins. Cow's milk has 16 grams of protein, according to CBC.ca News. That means 100% of the daily protein requirement for a 3-year-old. 2 cups of almond milk, however, has a fourth the protein. Researchers cannot fully explain the difference. Again, I also think that maybe, you know, our cows just have hormones and we have a bunch of stuff, you know, that's given to our cows and that may be translating to our milk. But then again, I mean, my kids, they were milk drinkers. They liked their milk. And, I made the mistake. I had one kid that didn't want to eat and he was really skinny and he was actually underweight. So one of my buddies said, give him Ovaltine. And the Ovaltine, you know, had extra nutrition and extra vitamins, etc. So I supplemented, you know, his milk with some Ovaltine. Well, unfortunately, the calories added up. And, again, I was so worried about him being underweight. He was underweight at birth, etc., that I didn't realize that maybe later it could affect his metabolism. And so I'm just wondering. Don't tell him because I don't want him to blame me if he has any weight issues on that. But just, you know, I'm wondering if that could have possibly been a factor. All right. So, milk. What was that commercial? Milk? It's the real thing? Or, I don't know, it's the cow's potato? I don't know what the was. All right. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. A New Jersey high school psychologist is fired after he called a student's ex-girlfriend a slut. Are you kidding me? The psychologist in New Jersey has been fired after allegedly calling the student's ex-girlfriend a slut, yelling at students, threatening the principal, and labeling staff members as blanking blankings and mentally ill. Brent Holman, 43 years old, and again, what's the purpose of the story? He was the school psychologist. He was, what he called the other staff member, were, it began with an F, and the other word began with a B, and ended with an S. So, blinking witches type of thing, okay? I said witches on there, I don't want to say the other. So, Brent Holman, 43 years old, was fired from his psychology position with the Freehold Regional High School District over these several allegations. Of course, you know, his, he's fighting this. But he spoke with a male student that was upset over breaking up with his girlfriend and allegedly told the boy that his ex was a slut. Holman allegedly recommended that the student read a profanity-filled self-help book called Blanking Feelings, One Shrink's Practical Advice for Managing All Life's Impossible Problems. He allegedly told the student that he would blank 40 girls once in college. The psychologist denied those allegations. Okay, you know, here's the thing. I understand how a lot of us teachers like to talk straight to the students. I don't really like to say, oh, yeah, that's a highly advantageous way to. I mean, I like to talk real. And, you know, it is a very effective technique to, you know, say, look, I've been there too, etc. But you are the psychologist of a school. You're not supposed to be insulting other students. You're not supposed to be, you never rip on somebody's ex. Because what if they get back together? I learned that the hard way. Okay? You know, somebody broke up with somebody. I'm like, well, you know, he's blah, 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 blah. And all of a sudden, oh, no, we're back together. It's like, no. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.